Some years ago, I participated in the dedication of the beautiful new church at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki. And the reason I thought of that today is because of some of the relics that were placed in the altar of this new church as it was being consecrated. They were relics of a Mexican Jesuit priest whom Pope St. John Paul II beatified. His name? Miguel Pro. When I was a young novice, just beginning my life as a Jesuit, a member of the Society of Jesus, we made a 30-day retreat, the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius. It was a silent retreat, and during our meals, we took turns reading from different biographies of saints. One of them was Miguel Pro. For a 19-year-old young man beginning religious life, they were very attractive stories. You see, Father Pro had a great sense of humor, and he was a master of disguises which came in real handy as he eluded capture by the police in Mexico in the 1920s, a time when the church was being persecuted there. One day, while talking about heaven, he said, "If I meet any long-faced saints there, I will cheer them up with a Mexican hat dance." It was on November 23, 1927, shortly after being arrested and condemned to death, that Father Pro was led into the prison yard to stand in front of a firing squad. He rejected the blindfold that was held out to him, and grasping a rosary in one hand and a crucifix in the other, he extended his arms in the form of a cross. Just before the order was given to shoot, he shouted, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" Having just celebrated the feast of Christ the King, let's echo Blessed Miguel Pro's words. Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King! Reign over me forever and ever, Jesus Christ the King!